Welcome to Behind the Gates, the podcast that opens the doors to Culver Academies. I'm Megan Mays, Assistant Director of Admissions. Join us as we explore the vibrant community, rich traditions, and exceptional programs that make Culver a unique place for students to learn, grow, and lead. Whether you're a prospective student, a curious parent, or just interested in discovering what sets Culver apart, we're here to share insider stories, valuable insights, and expert advice. From academics and athletics to arts and leadership, tune in as we uncover what life is like at Culver Academies, where every student is encouraged to reach their fullest potential. Today, our first ever podcast, we have joining us our top senior leaders, Jade Springer and Jack Christensen. Thank you both so much for joining me. I know how busy you are and how crazy this time of year is, so I really appreciate it, and I know our listeners will too. So let's just start off with some brief introductions. Can you introduce yourselves and share a little bit about your roles at Culver?
Hello, my name is Jade Springer, and I'm the first rotation senior prefect. My role is to serve as a liaison between the Dean of Girls and Culver Girls Academy as a whole. I serve as a role model for the girls by setting the example. I also run the senior advisory board, so that makes up the dorm chairs and other top leaders in CGA.
And my name is Jack Christensen. I'm the first make regimental commander. Similar to Jade, I serve as kind of the middleman between the adults who run sort of the student life side, especially CMA, and the students, the cadets. I overlook all the officers, so the top leaders in the Corps of Cadets. There's, 475 cadets who are looking towards the top leaders to lead by example and figure out how to do things and live here in Culver.
That's great. So Culver is known for its leadership education and leadership structure. So can you briefly just tell us a little bit about the leadership structure here at Culver, especially for those listening who might not know anything about CMA or CGA yet?
So freshman year, when the girls come in, they start out just following and learning to lead. Sophomore year is kind of like the year where you have the opportunity to engage in leadership, but you're also still just learning how to follow and what it's like to be a leader and what the virtues and values you need to be a leader. Junior year, you're kind of given a position, whether that's like hall prefect where you check rooms in the morning, or diversity prefect where you get to help out on like a bigger scale around the school. Senior year, you have the opportunity to be a chair or, for example, senior prefect and kind of have that bigger role around CGA.
On the boys' side in CMA, we have a pretty lengthy chain of command. So your first year, I was actually a new sophomore, so it's not just freshmen, but there are plenty of new freshmen, sophomores, and juniors every year. You are considered a new cadet. So you go through 3, 4, 5 different stages of learning how to be a follower, learning how to be a leader, discovering what Culver actually is, discovering what makes Culver so special, discovering what makes being a cadet in the Corps so special. And then once you get through that new cadet process, you are then given rank and you can work your way through up through the system. As sophomores, you are sort of taught how to lead others. So you are given, 2 guys that you're in charge of rather than a whole unit of 60. You go through different leadership stages, and by the time you're a senior, you can be eligible to be an officer, and officers are in charge of whole units, whole battalions, and whole regiments.
That's great. It's also really, it's awesome to hear about that, even from my perspective, coming from admissions, because there are a lot of nuances and intricacies. So hearing it kind of dissected out is really helpful. And I think for those who are trying to really understand Culver as well. Jade, you mentioned already the values and virtues, and I'd love to dig into that just a little bit more because I don't think you can talk about Culver without talking about Culver's values and virtues. So let's start by discussing the mission and values of Culver. So the mission is that Culver educates its students for leadership and responsible citizenship in society by developing and nurturing the whole individual, mind, spirit, and body, through integrated programs that emphasize the cultivation of character. So you've had some time to think about, over the years, Culver's mission. It's said time and time again. What does Culver's mission mean to you both?
That's a great question. I think that Culver's mission has taught me like exactly how to embody mind, spirit, and body. And through like the three objectives, I've been able to go on this self journey of finding like what like things mean to me. For example, I've become a lot more independent here because I've been able to use the resources that I have here. For example, when it comes to spirit, being able to not only just go to church on Sundays, but all the different things like that are offered for us. For example, we have Thursday prayer breakfast or the hub, and having those opportunities to branch out and learn more about yourself.
Absolutely, Jade, that was a really good answer. I think you hit on all three, mind, body, and spirit. So for me, I've learned how to be a responsible citizen. That's a big key in the mission. So how do I act in the community? Culver's seems like a bubble sometimes. So how do I act outside of the community here on campus? We're challenged academically. That's kind of the mind, right? So every day, we just came from class. We're going to go back to class right after we get done with this podcast. So we're challenged. Teachers want to make us get better in different ways. Spiritually, we have so many different opportunities. Jade hit on a couple. If you know you're not a Christian, you have plenty of different opportunities. So Culver's amazing at pushing that out for you. And body, I play three sports. Jade's an athlete herself. Everyone on this campus is considered an athlete. We are challenged, and we challenge each other, push each other every day at practice and in games.
And Culver's core values are split up into, well, there's four values, but then they're also emphasized the cardinal virtues. So Culver's core values are duty, honor, truth, and service. And then the school also emphasizes the cardinal virtues of wisdom, courage, moderation, and justice. These values are taught and lived in the classroom, on athletic fields, and through the school's student life structure. So I don't know if you've thought this deep before, but I'm just curious. I mean, how have these values and virtues really influenced you as a student?
These values influenced me as a student because they remind me of like what example I should be setting and what I should be like living out each day. In 11th grade, we take a class called Ethics, and I was able to learn a lot about the virtues and values that I had. One of them that really aligned with Culver was service. And through Culver, I've been able to have many service opportunities. For example, I went to Tanzania my 10th grade year, where I was able to help collect donations as well as work concessions to raise money to go to the School of St. Jude in Africa, where we were able to meet kids and just get to have a great time with them and learn about their life there, as well as contributing to their community. So I think that definitely one of the values that matches up with mine the most is service.
Yeah. I got to see pictures of that Tanzania trip for the past few years. It looks really cool. For me, and you know, the values and virtues, as a new cadet, you are taught to learn the definitions for all of them. And so that was when I got my first taste of like, okay, what does this really mean to me? And similar to Jade, ethics, my junior year, I got to really go into depth. I got to really learn what those mean and what they mean to me. So it's important because it feels like it all connects now that I'm a senior, but to really go at it as a new cadet and then really dive deep and commit to the system as a junior and in ethics.
Thank you both for talking so much about not just your leadership positions and the leadership structure at Culver, but also you touched on taking ethics your junior year and the leadership education that is given to students just also as part of their curriculum. And so that's also, I think, a really good point, is that you are talking about these things and learning about these things on a deeper level and then able to really apply them when you are have these opportunities in your leadership roles. So let's switch gears a little bit and talk about boarding school. So Culver is a boarding school, of course, and we have about 820 to 835 students living here, 100% boarding. And I think this is more of a broad question, but what is life like as a boarding student at Culver?
Culver is very fun, but also very challenging. There's so many different activities for you to do throughout the weekend and the week. We have many different clubs, so you are always getting the opportunity to make so many different connections and meet so many different people. Like you said, we have so many students, and a lot of those students are from all over the country, as well as from different countries around the world. So it's so it's such a great opportunity to meet all the different people. I would say it's very challenging when it comes to time management. You have so many different responsibilities, and finding the time to get everything done can be very hard.
Yeah, we are crazy busy, and that's a good thing. Jade touched on time management. That was going to be my big piece. It's fun. Culver's super fun. You make some of the closest friends you're ever going to make. That's when you talk to alumni, I'll say it myself, when you ask them what's their favorite thing about Culver, the immediate answer is the people. And you get tired of hearing that, but it's true. So the people that you meet, the sports that you play with them, the challenges that you go through, and the time management that you are forced to learn quickly is all about Culver.
I love that you both touched on time management. That leads right into my next question. I think a lot of families have that question for students who are going and giving tours, and also the admissions counselors as well. How do students balance academics, athletics, extracurricular activities, and all while living in the dorms and barracks with their friends and peers?
So there are built-in times for us to get things done. For example, right now we have office hours, which is in like the beginning of the day, where you have time to go get help from teachers or talk to your advisors, counselors. We also have close quarters at the end of the day from 7:30 to 9:30, where you just have a built-in time to do your homework. So there's so many resources on campus. Like, for example, if you need help with math, you go to the Math Help Center, or you go to the Writing Center. We also have like emotional, so I think it's called emotional something.
Emotional support services.
Exactly. So you have a lot of resources and people who are willing and want to help you at all times.
It's not easy. Balancing all of the Culver life is not easy, but there are so many different support systems. The first one I experienced was actually another cadet. So I was a new cadet, and the next rung above new cadet is team leader. So my team leader was directly responsible for myself and my roommate. And every night he came into my room, and all team leaders are expected to do this. And sure, he made sure my uniform was squared away, made sure my shoes were being shined properly, but he was asking me about my classes. He was asking me if I needed help. He was asking me if I got my homework done. Did I get my hygiene done for the night? So they are always reassuring you and always making sure that you're learning the time management piece. And halfway through the year, it all clicked. Things just made sense. I was able to get things done. I figured out, man, how do I prepare for school the next day? How do I get my room ready for the next day so that I have more time in the morning? So it all slowly ramps up, and there are so many different people here to help you, cadets and adults.
Yeah, and that leads to my next question, which is the support systems. And you both touched on this beautifully so far. I think that boarding school can oftentimes have a negative connotation to it. And then you add in military. And so I think that can oftentimes be a little overwhelming for students and families, especially for boys who are applying to CMA, but I mean also girls too. So can you just dig a little bit deeper into the support systems in place for students, especially those who are new to Culver? And I'm thinking about also the dorm counselors, the military officers, the residential directors, and just some of those other people that you can lean on.
Yeah, as you said, dorm counselors. Dorm counselors are like what helps me the most, I think, when I first came in. Just knowing that I always had someone to talk to. At first, I was very hesitant and scared to go into her office, like thinking, oh, maybe she has other things going on or she doesn't have time to talk to me. But it's really the complete opposite. They want to help you. They want to talk to you. And anything that's going on, they're willing to take the time to work it out with you. For example, my freshman year, I had a really hard time in math, but I was able to get that help because I sat down and talked to her and we made a plan on how I could persevere through and figure out what I needed to do in order to succeed.
Absolutely. So we talked about the emotional support services. That's a 24/7 mental health availability service. So I have friends who go over there quite often because they need to talk to somebody. It's a walk-in thing. They actually given me great feedback, and they say it's super helpful. And then Jay talked about the counselors. I think the best support system is just each other. I have so many friends that I trust. I have so many trusted adults on campus that I can go to where I don't even need to go outside to find extra services, which are available to every single student. So I can go to my roommate or my friend down the hall or my adult, my counselor, or my humanities teacher who I have next block and tell them anything because I've established that trust. They have that credibility for me.
I think that's amazing. I think that our listeners will also feel a little bit more at ease knowing that there are many different layers of support, and that is very difficult to, even in a large student body, to fly under the radar. So, well, this actually seems like a great point for us to pause and wrap up part one of our exploration of Culver Academies with Jade Springer and Jack Christensen. We've heard some great stories and insights about life behind the gates, but there's so much more to share. In part two, we'll dive deeper into the unique experiences that have shaped Jade and Jack's time at Culver, including how they discovered Culver, if they feel prepared as they get ready for their next chapter after graduation, and advice for our prospective students and families. You won't want to miss it. The song you're hearing underneath us is the Football March On song from Culver Academy's Digital Vault, featuring the CGA and CMA Chapel Choir and Culver Concert Band. It was recorded in 1992 for Culver's 1994 centennial celebration.